Truth is out there somewhere. Yeah, at least that's what the X-Files folks would have you believe. Me, I'm not so sure anymore. Every day I hear the leader of the free world dropping another whopper we don't even bother fact-checking, just accept it for what it is. The ravings of either a madman or the guy who figured out what us people want to hear. If you put the Tooth Fairy up for nomination for Secretary of Defense tomorrow, well, why not? Good story for a few hours before the next jewel drops in the news cycle. It looks more like Entertainment Tonight than Meet the Press. Trouble is, maybe here in the USA we've become inured to this steady stream of prevarications, but out there in the rest of the world, not so much. When our president claims the Iranians shot down our drone plane over international waters, and the Iranians claim they shot it down over their own territory, who are you going to believe? Them, or the guy who rarely utters anything but bullshit? I mean, you'd like to give the man the benefit of the doubt, wouldn't you? But he's cried wolf so damn many times that we've all come running over and over again. Now, I'm as much for war as the next fellow, especially if his name is Bolton. Any excuse, any contrived provocation, any chance whatsoever to smack those mullahs in Iran, you bet, let's start the shooting. That drone cost in the neighborhood of $200 million. Sure, we could spend the money for those on curing cancer, but we need to keep America safe, very safe. Comfort yourself with that knowledge when the grim diagnosis comes in from your oncologist. You won't die at the hands of a crazed Iranian. Now that Trump and his team of tooth fairies have eliminated the threat from Kim Jong-un over there on the Korean Peninsula, checkmated Putin in Ukraine, arm-wrestled Xi to an economic capitulation, routed the Taliban in Afghanistan, and solved the Palestinian-Israeli conundrum, plus strong-armed the Saudis into leaving Yemen alone, why not turn our attention to another easy fix? Iraq was a piece of cake, so was Syria, so why should Iran be very much harder? If the rest of our allies, the ones we keep poking with a sharp stick, won't join in the fun, well, we can go it alone. Oil still sail through Hormuz. Sure, Tehran will be a rubble, but peace will finally come to the Middle East. The world will thank us. Another wolf has been dispatched. Are we a great country, or what?